tonight. Let me invite you to take your Bible, please, with me as we come back to our study, scripture meditations, and this evening let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy and turn to the 29th chapter, Deuteronomy 29 tonight, as we take time to again meditate upon verses of scripture perhaps familiar to us, that we might be able to have greater understanding of these truths. Tonight, our meditation is found in the 29th verse of this 29th chapter. Trust it's a verse familiar to you. Now, I trust it'll be a blessing as we meditate upon it. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Follow along, please, as I read, and then we will ask God's blessing upon our time. Here we read, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." Tonight we want to look at and consider together what I've called the secret and the revealed. Bow with me, please, in a word of prayer, and then we'll take up our study for this evening. Father, we ask and pray tonight that as we gather together around your word, as we seek to meditate upon the truth of Scripture, as we seek to understand what your word has to say for us in the various issues of life in which we face, Lord, we thank you that we find words of comfort and words of courage. And Lord, I ask and pray that you would cause us tonight to see and understand the simple exhortations that are found in this verse of Scripture. And Lord, what a blessing it is to know that the secret things belong to you. And Lord, in that we can trust. And then, Father, we realize that we have some responsibility because that which is revealed is given unto us and to our children, that we might be able to obey all of thy law, thy word. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this time that we have tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy 29 and verse 29 is perhaps a verse that is maybe not quite as familiar to you as some other verses that we have looked at within this study. Perhaps you have heard it quoted in a sermon, and maybe you've never really taken the time to give great consideration to its meaning. I will admit that it's not a verse that I have taken a lot of time to meditate upon in the past, and yet this week I found myself thinking about this verse and giving some consideration to it. All of us face periods of time within our lives when we wonder what God is doing. We look at our circumstances from our limited point of view and we begin to have the temptation of questioning God. In this verse and in verses like this one, we are able to find comfort and we are able to find courage in those times. And tonight I want us to take the time to look at what Moses says to the people of Israel, and I trust that we'll find great encouragement. There are really two simple things that I want to do tonight from verse 29. I first of all want to take the time to look at the setting and see its explanation, and then I want you and I to understand there are but two simple exhortations that we find from this verse. Again, we read in verse 29 that the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. As we seek to understand this verse of Scripture tonight, I want you to understand the setting. So I want to give some explanation of what is taking place as we come upon a verse that we are simply pulling out to meditate upon tonight. I trust you recognize and realize that the book of Deuteronomy is often referred to as the second law. It is in this book that Moses rehearses the law of God with a generation which is about to possess the promised land. You'll be reminded that Moses brought up the people out of Egypt. God had delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh. Moses led them through the wilderness. God gave unto them the law that was given to them that they might understand their responsibility before God. But the law also made it very clear that one is not able to follow it perfectly. Therefore, it was designed that they might be drawn to the one who is able to save, the one who is promised, that being the Messiah. Moses then begins to take them from that place where they receive the law, and he takes them to the very brink of the promised land. And the people of Israel rebel against God and say, no, we will not enter into that land. We will instead get us someone else to lead us back to the land of Egypt. And God then punishes an entire generation, and that generation does not enter into the promised land, but for 40 years they wander till every last one of that generation died in the wilderness. As we come to the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is preparing a generation that's now going to cross the River Jordan without him and enter into this land and possess that land promised to them and to their people. They had witnessed the failures of a previous generation who forsook God, and now are being instructed concerning what God's expectations are for them as they enter into that land and claim their inheritance. As you go through the book of Deuteronomy, what you recognize is that Moses has already reminded them that attached to the law are both promises of blessing and a promise of a curse. There was a blessing if they would obey as a nation the law, and there would be a curse for the nation if they forsook God, his law, and followed after other gods. When you come to Deuteronomy 29, Moses is now bringing the people to the point where they are going to renew their covenant with God. They're entering into a solemn covenant with the Lord. This generation must now decide for themselves, will they follow God? Will they obey the law? Will they enter into his covenant? Folks, it's in that context that we find these words. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of thy law. Moses has brought them to the place where they must renew their covenant, their commitment to God before they enter into that land. And you can only imagine what must be running through their minds, having witnessed and gone through the past 40 years as a nation. And God says to them through Moses these wonderful words of comfort and words of courage. The secret things belong to me, but what I've revealed to you are yours. They're your children, that you might obey. And folks, by the way, know the blessing that I desire to bestow upon you. That's the setting of this statement or this verse of scripture that we find. What I want us to note next is two really simple exhortations. And there are, again, two simple thoughts that Moses gives to this generation, two basic considerations for them. The first exhortation deals with those things outside of their understanding, the things which belong unto God. The second really deals with that which is within their grasp, that which has been revealed unto them, those things entrusted to their care. But we want to begin tonight by considering the exhortation for the secret things. Again, look at the first part of the verse and what God says. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. As we consider these secret things that Moses speaks about, we need to ask ourselves what that might have meant to the people of Israel when they hear that concept. The secret things of God. For a moment, place yourselves in the position of this generation. For a moment, imagine that for the last part of your life, or the whole part of your life, you have wandered in the wilderness. You have watched your parents and grandparents and everyone in their generation die off, and your generation alone is left. And now this great leader, Moses, comes. and he has given to you a repeating of the law, and you recognize and realize that he's not the one that will lead you into the promised land, but Joshua, his minister, will. Imagine the questions that must be running through their mind. God had promised them the land. He told them they would possess it. How's that going to happen? No doubt they still remember what they had heard from the previous generation. And folks, had things changed? I mean, God had promised the previous generation houses that they did not build, vineyards that they did not plant. He promised to divide for them this land as an inheritance, that he would be with them forever. And yet, when the spies went in, there were giants in the land. There were these fortified cities that would be impossible to conquer. And by the way, nothing has changed. Imagine what's running through their minds. Imagine the questions of what is still to come. God had promised his blessing. But still, there are many things which are uncertain. How is the conquering of the land going to play out? I mean, imagine if you were, for a moment, being the people of Israel. Fortified cities that have civilization, society that's functioning, which means they have guards and armies that protect their cities. And here you are, a nation of slaves who's been wandering in the wilderness, and your people dying. And now you're going to conquer this great land of Canaan and these fortified cities. Think there's any questions in their mind? You think there are things they do not know, that they do not comprehend nor understand? I am sure that there were many different questions that would cause them to wonder. Here's what God says to them. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. When you and I think of these secret things, we understand them to be the things that only God himself knows. These secret things are those things which for you and I, we cannot see or foresee. They are things that we cannot comprehend the outcome or understand the pathway in which we could reach our desired outcome. These are the things which cause us anxiety, that bring to us much care, that cause us to worry. It is these secret things that are the reason that Paul would have to write that we are to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. That Peter would have to say, cast all of your care upon him because he cares for you. These are things we cannot see. These are things we cannot know. These are things we do not understand. You ever have those days where you wonder, God, what's next? Maybe ask this question, what more? Maybe ask the question simply, how's this going to work? You ever have those times where you just have these questions that cause you to wonder, God, what are you doing? We don't have it revealed. He hasn't told us what they are. He doesn't tell us what the next step is. And we're told, walk by faith. And we almost want to say, but God, it'd be so much easier if we could do it by sight. And he says, I don't give you that option. Walk by faith. And it's secret to us. We don't know. And our mind begins to be filled with anxiety. Here's my question. What's the exhortation here? When Moses says to the people of Israel, the secret things belong unto God, what's his exhortation? Can I give it to you in one word? That simple word is trust. The secret things belong unto God. Therefore, folks, our duty is to trust. See, these things which we don't know and we don't understand, God does. The secret things belong to God. They don't belong to us. They are in His care, not ours. These should not cause us to worry or fear. They are left to the Lord who is able. We are called to trust. And so to this new generation that's about ready to cross over the River Jordan, by the way, they're going to do that at a season where the river is running fast and high. How are they going to get across? How are they going to be able to come across as a large nation and be able then to not be detected and not be attacked and again be able to have victory? How's it all going to take place? Hey, the secret things belong to God. Trust is your responsibility. Trust is mine. Folks, do you know what tomorrow holds? Does tomorrow hold for you good health? Or does your gallbladder come out tomorrow? I asked Nate this morning, I said, any signs of this? Nope, it hit her really hard last night while he was at a deacon's meeting. And when he got home, she was like, I'm in too much pain. No signs of it. And yet today, she found herself in surgery. Ever been there? Does tomorrow promise us good health? Tomorrow, do our children remain safe? Will our riches remain, or does our portfolio crash? The credit that we think that we deserve for a job well done, is it going to be ours, or does someone else take it from us? Folks, do you know what tomorrow holds? And the answer is no. But God does. The secret things belong unto our God. And so therefore we are told to trust Him for that which we do not see nor can foresee. Do you and I understand all the mysteries, folks, of Scripture? Can we perfectly answer all the complexities of theology? Do we really think that we have a corner market on the truths which have baffled theologians for centuries? The mysteries of God. And folks, there are many. You can come to the study of Scripture and just come to a point and say, I don't understand. And God really doesn't answer it for us. Do we have a market on that truth? No, because you know what? That belongs to God. You and I need to learn to lean less to our understanding. And folks, the exhortation is trust Him. Isn't it comforting to know that the secret things are God's? There's a lot that you and I just do not know. The deacons and I spent time last night dealing with the church budget. Soon we'll have an informational meeting, present that to you. We'll have an annual meeting. We'll vote on those things as a church. Do we know what next year holds? Nope. We really don't, folks. But God already does. And so the secret things belong unto our God. Therefore, the exhortation is you and I are to trust Him. But then Moses goes on. And he then, in the last part of the verse, deals with those things that are revealed. So he says, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Moses now talks to the people of Israel about those things that have been revealed to them. These are the things that we know, that have been made known unto us. Specifically for Israel, Moses is really referring to God's word, the law, and His expressed will. Folks, there are many things that we do not understand and many things that we do not comprehend, but there is much within the Word of God that we have been given that tells us exactly what God expects of you and me, and He expresses His very will for our lives. These are the things revealed unto us, and God has revealed to us not everything that we could know, but everything we need to know. And here's what Moses says. Those things belong to you. and they belong to your children. They have been entrusted to your care. And folks, the truth revealed to us that we have been entrusted with the word of God that we have before us. It's not just for this generation, it's for every generation to come. It belongs to us and to our children. The question then is, what is the exhortation to those things which are revealed? If we understand that the secret things belong to God and therefore we are to trust Him for things which we cannot begin to comprehend, what then is our duty or our responsibility for those things revealed? And folks, that's summed up in the simple word, obey. God has given to us His word. God had given to Israel His law, His commands. He had instructed them in the way that they should go. He had guided them to this very point. What was His expectation of them? That they as a generation would obey as the generation before did not. Hey folks, what's God's expectation of you concerning that word that's been revealed to you? Is it not the same? From Genesis, folks, to Revelation, what is it? Is it not the very mind of God given to His people? Is it not the expression of His will, His desires for your life, for mine, for our family? Does it not give to us His expectations for His church, which He purchased with His own blood? Is that not what the Word of God is for us? What's His expectation? That we cast it aside? That we give little thought to it? That we only obey that which we enjoy or that which we approve of according to our liking? No, the expectation, folks, of the things that have been revealed to us, they belong to us. They've been entrusted to us. Notice the last phrase, that we may do all the words of this law. Now, folks, some people will argue, well, Pastor, we're in the age of grace. Folks, I'm sorry, but the age of grace does not remove the responsibility of obedience. You may want it to, it just doesn't lift obedience away. I am still bound to obey the very word of God. I am still bound to protect that truth. I am still bound to preach and teach that truth to the next generation. God has called us that we might obey. Consider with me how often we fail to get things right because of the way that we interact with these two things, the secret things and the revealed things. When it comes to the secret things, you know what's sad? There are many who claim that they belong to them. Folks, the secret things belong to God. They don't belong to us. We claim that they belong to us when we worry, when we're filled with anxiety. We lay claim on them when we're dogmatic on issues for which there's no clear instruction. And folks, the Church of Jesus Christ has suffered because we are claiming the secret things. And over and again, folks, even in the New Testament, we are told to get rid of those things that cause us anxiety and worry, to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The secret things belong to God, not us. Did not the Lord Jesus say, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, and what ye shall put on? Does He not say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that all these things then will be added unto you? Folks, sufficient unto the day is the evil of tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow holds. God does. But seek Him today. is the exhortation of the New Testament. Cast all of our care upon him. He cares for us. We sing songs, all your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Does Jesus not bid us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find mercy and grace to help in time of need? Yes, he does. Hey, folks, the secret things belong to God, yet we want to lay claim to the secret things. The Church of Jesus Christ, instead of being able to live according to mission and accomplish the great commission that God has given to us and reach people with the gospel, is too busy with its infighting over things that are secret that God hasn't revealed to us. And yet we claim them dogmatically. The secret things belong to God. And we need to learn to leave it there. But folks, we also fail because the revealed thing to us, that which is given to us in his word, we fail to claim them as our own. God's word is revealed to us and we but brush it aside. We excuse it away. We claim that there's nothing definitive, even though it says, thus saith the Lord. And we wonder why we're failing. We wonder why churches are faltering and families fall apart. Because that which has been revealed to us, we refuse to receive and we refuse to accept and to obey and live out. Well, I understand what the Bible says, but I've got a better way. No, folks, we don't. That which has been revealed to us, we are to obey, to receive, that we might know the very blessings of God. The secret things belong to God, but that which has been revealed belong to us. I wonder how much more effective the Church of Christ could be if we would but receive that which is revealed and leave that which has not been revealed to us. How much better off we would be, folks, if we simply trusted the Lord, as Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says. By the way, isn't it the same message? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not where? To your understanding. What do we do? In all of our ways, acknowledge him. What's he do? Direct our paths. See, Moses writes to a people that no doubt had to wonder, God, what's next? You've promised us this land. We've been wandering in the wilderness. We watched a generation die because they didn't do what you said. Will we be able to fulfill thy law? Will we be able to enter into that land? Will we actually possess it? God, what's next? There's a lot of things they didn't know. And Moses came and said, hey, to you, the generation ready to possess the land, there's much you don't yet understand and much that God has not yet revealed. But that belongs to him. You trust him. He is worthy of your trust. But that which he has given to you, embrace it. Live it. Obey it. And he will bless you beyond measure. Attached to the law of God, if I can just say it this way, the word of God has always been his promise. There is blessing to those who obey. There is blessing to those who receive that truth from him. Oh, that we would learn to leave what belongs to God with God and then learn to trust him. And then may we learn to take responsibility for that which has been entrusted to our care and obey the very words of God. Hear it again. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things which are revealed, those belong unto us. And they belong to our children. And if I could say it this way, and their children, and their children, and their children. God has made it known. Why? Oh, that we would obey all the words of this law and receive from it the blessing attached that God would continually pour out his favor on his people. Folks, we all, myself included, you here as well, we all go through times where our mind just has to wonder, what next? What more? And in those days, we can take confidence and courage because the secret things belong to God. But there's much he's already revealed to us. So when we don't know what to do, the answer is obey what you know to do and allow God to direct. Trust, lean not, acknowledge, and his promises, I'll direct your every step. I'll guide you with mine eye. I'll uphold you with my everlasting arms. By my omnipotence, I'll uphold you. Trust and obey. Father, thank you for the time that we've had tonight to look into your word, to consider again a simple verse of scripture and two very simple exhortations. Trust and obey. Lord, we teach kids that very simple truth through a song that they often sing in junior church settings or VBS settings. And yet, Father, the reality is we as adults need to remember this very truth because it is found all throughout the Word of God. Trust and obey. There really should be no other way for us to want to live, that we might know the very blessings of God in our lives, in our families, in the church, for us as a nation. We need to trust and obey. You have revealed much to us. And Father, for that, we should rejoice, take courage and comfort, and follow thy word and thy instructions, that we may know your blessing. And that for which we do not know, cannot see, nor comprehend, we recognize that we can place it all in the hands of a sovereign God who loves us with an everlasting love. So help us again, Lord, to trust and obey. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.